Restoring My Soul, Wednesday the 12th of August, The Intercession and Travail of the Church. Revealing the ministry of the altar of incense, the Church is the place where we join the intercession and travail of Christ. When the Apostle Peter was arrested and put in prison, many from the Church gathered in the house of Mary to pray for him. This fellowship of intercessory prayer among the saints was an expression of the true altar of incense. In this present season, during the reign of the Seventh World Kingdom, the Holy Spirit has been emphasizing that there is a unique travail for Christ's lampstand churches to bring forth the man-child administration that is suitable for the fullness of times. The man-child administration is described by the Apostle John in chapters 4 and 5 of the book of Revelation. John saw the Father seated on his own throne in the middle of the heavenly Jerusalem on the top of Mount Zion, with 24 elders seated on thrones around his throne. The 24 elders represent one worldwide presbytery that will exercise the rulership of Christ over the nations in the time of the end. The 24 thrones belong to the administration of the throne of David. In the tabernacle of Moses, the Ark of the Covenant was the sum of all the pieces of furniture in the tabernacle. The Ark of the Covenant was the symbol of the throne of the Son of God. In our present day, Jesus Christ is seated upon his own intrinsic throne at the right hand of God. In contrast to the position of the lampstand in the tabernacle of old, the lampstand administration in the true temple stands before the throne of Yahweh's Son. It reveals the one who is seated upon the throne. The glory of God that shines in the face of Christ is revealed through the lampstand administration that is in his right hand. The references used in today's devotions are Revelation chapter 4 verses 2 to 4, Luke chapter 1 verse 32, and Acts chapter 2 verses 29 and 30. For further study, Revelation chapter 12.